This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Chances are you spent some time in the last 2 days contemplating airport architecture. You may have come through one of those old-line bus station-style utilitarian terminals, but reporter Shannon Mullen has more on the other kind of airport terminal.
When you book a flight, you probably think of yourself as a customer of the airlines. But what about the airports? Julia Bradley-Rayfield designs airport interiors for Gresham Smith and Partners.
There's been a realization, I think, that there was revenue there if people spent a little more time in the airport and enjoyed themselves while they were there.
A report from the Global Gateway Alliance says 80% of the country's major airports have spas and museums. A third have nap rooms. And more local restaurants are popping up in terminals to complement other forms of local flavor, like live music at Nashville International or the putting green at the airport in Palm Beach. Chris Oswald with the Airports Council International says one driving force, federal funds for airport maintenance are strained.
And airports themselves are finding themselves under a lot of pressure to find ways to diversify the revenue streams and make themselves really as successful a business entity as they can.
Oswald's favorite new feature is usually free. He says the airport observation deck is making a comeback. I'm Shannon Mullen from Marketplace.